It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week, host and correspondent of Fox and Friends, Todd Pyro.
Nothing causes more angst throughout our family than Seafood Festival.
And host of Parked and Ride to Work on Fox Nation, Abby Hornacek.
St. Patrick's Day, when the leprechauns come.
Come together to share their top five favorite family traditions. Here are this week's hosts, Todd and Abby.
Hey, everyone. I really decided to do that in my full-on anchor voice because I haven't anchored in a month and a half.
That was beautiful, Todd.
That was beautiful, right? I'm going to read what's on the script because, you know, I haven't read from a script in a month and a half either. Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Todd Pyro, host and correspondent and team member of Fox and Friends. And I'm joined by the one, the only, your Fox Nation host, Abby Hornacek. Each week, as you know, some of your favorite Fox host reporters and personalities pair up and share their top five of any given topic. And this week, it says drum roll, please. So I'm going to read it, and I'm not going to – oh, you're going to do the drum roll.
I got your drum roll for you. Does that sound okay?
This week – oh, that's amazing. It actually sounds like a drum. On Fox Top 5, we're going to talk about our top five family or holiday traditions. It says, Abby, kick it off for us. Let's hear what your number five tradition is.
I would love to kick it off. Todd, did you practice that intro? That was really good.
I mean, you talk about the top five anchorings I've ever done in the history of life.
That was top one that I've ever heard.
That was top one. But you know, Hornacek, everybody's all nicey-nicey right now because everybody's trying to come together as a nation. I'm never coming together with you on one thing, and I think you know what it is.
Do I? Oh, no.
Take a look, Hornacek, just for you.
UCLA. Oh,
In case you don't know, I have a UCLA jacket and hat on.
Why?
Why would you know? You're listening. Nobody's watching this. But this UCLA jacket, my parents got it for Christmas a couple years ago, and it's like built for somebody who's triple XL. So my wife does not allow me to wear this. Also, UCLA's horrible at every sport. So
they are. And you know what? USC is obviously better. I did not come prepared with my USC gear. So I you won this one, but that's about the only thing that UCLA will win.
And sadly, I literally have no comeback.
Number five.
With that, Abby Hornacek, kick us off with the real reason we're here. Number five on your family holiday list.
Just to be clear, number five is we're increasing, right? Like,
sure.
We're counting down to number one. Number one is our favorite.
Yes.
It could go both ways. Okay. Number five, I realize we have a lot of family traditions, Todd, and I realize that all of them have to do with Christmas because it's my favorite holiday. So I tried to mix some other ones in there. So number five is 4th of July in Coronado. Every year, my family goes to Coronado for the 4th. And there's this little parade in town, and it is the best thing of all time because it's a military town. So you have, back before 9/11, you had the flyovers, and you have all of the older people with their cars and the American flags. It's super patriotic. And one person even paints their house every single year in an American flag. It'd be like That's you awesome. Painting your house in UCLA colors. And my brother decided to put me in a wagon because I was in a wheelchair. He put me in a wagon and dragged me all the way up to town to see the parade. So I have a lot of great memories with my family doing that. It's really hot. There's a ton of people, but you feel the patriotism. We've been going there. My parents have been there for 30 years. So it's kind of our second home.
It's
and they call us Zonies. And I'm like, no, I have been going here since I was 0 years old. You know?
It's beautiful.
What is your number five, Todd?
This one's making me a little sad, honestly, just because I don't see it happening this year. It is the Mother's Day flower plant. Grew up in northern Jersey, but now my family's at the shore. And so we used to have a shore house that's now their real house. And every Mother's Day since, oh gosh, I can remember, especially when I was living out on the West Coast there in California, I would always come back for Mother's Day and get the house ready for summer. And one of the things that I would do is always do the flowers and the garden for my mom. And it was always a big fun day. My mom would be like, I'm proud of you.
That's
You're my boy.
Nice.
And I'd be there like my hands covered in dirt. I'm a little bit worried that that may not happen this year just because of obvious social distancing. And they're a little bit older. Just kind of want to be away from them for the time being. But you know what? It's a tradition that will come back. And it's one of those things that sort of kicks off summer for me and is a fun time. So.
That's really nice. That's really,
really
nice.
Now that I've brought everybody down.
Well, let's bring everyone back up.
When you come up to do the drive to work thing, mm-hmm. if I can do it with you, what we'll do is I'll take you for a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
Really? You promise?
I promise.
Wow, you just jumped from, I don't know what number you are, off the list to number one on my list.
Wow.
I'm just kidding, Todd. You've always been on the list.
I'm off the list for most people, including some of those I live with. You know, what's her face? Dana had Dennis Quaid on. And, you know, I do a lot of stuff on Dana's show. My wife's never watched me once on Dana's show. Dennis Quaid's there. She's like, clear the schedule. We got to see Quaid.
Number four.
What's number four on your list, Abby?
Number four. So, again, it's another holiday-related one. St. Patrick's Day, when the leprechauns come. Every year growing up, the leprechauns would come to the house while we were sleeping, and I have two older brothers, so we would set up these traps, and they were very elaborate traps. We would use Lucky Charms and string and these cardboard boxes, and we would try to trip the leprechauns. It sounds kind of cruel now. We just wanted to catch them to be friends with them, you know? And weirdly, we never caught one, unfortunately. But the leprechauns would come. I know. We've got to step up our game. Yeah. But the leprechauns would come and they would flip over all of the furniture. So we'd walk out to just this mess of furniture. Our milk would be green. One year, our dogs were even spray painted green. Not with spray paint, but I think it was that hairspray.
Right.
The leprechauns were really mischievous. But it was so fun because we didn't know what would the couch be flipped over. We don't know.
And all yours is so wholesome and so nice. If I did St. Patrick's Day, we'd have to cancel this and I'd be fired. The jersey going to New York on St. Patrick's Day. It's a tradition, unlike any other. And it involves bad liquids that make you very sick. Through both of yours, I want to join your family. Sounds so nice.
Well, you know, come on over, Todd. We'll have you. Well, you, if I'll make a deal. Whatever, if your number four is good enough, you can be adopted.
You're going to like my number four because of what happened the last time we did this. My wife's family, there's a really nice family reunion in the summer where people fly in from all over, and her family is huge. Her mom's one of like 15 or something. It's crazy. So there's a lot of people. We all get together on a really nice property in Connecticut, and we do, you know, fun stuff. But they, you know, it's tough with that many people. You have to bring your own chairs. And so I'm thinking, okay, we're going to be outside. What do I have that we can sit on? I had my UCLA sort of like, you know, tailgate chairs. Well, wouldn't you know?
Amanda's sorry, I lost cousin, interest.
Oh, well, no, you're going to like this part. Amanda's cousin Darius moved out to the West Coast as a young man for school, and he went to downtown LA for his education, a little school called the University of Southern California.
Fight
so
on.
I went to go get a drink, and my chairs ended up in the woods.
In the woods?
Yeah, he threw them.
They sound like people I want to be friends with. Can you make the introduction for me?
I can. They're, you know, if you're in Arizona.
You know, I just had this thing with, I did this Top Gun thing, and I did a flight with the Blue Angels.
Yes.
And this video's been passed around, and I can't share it yet because the special hasn't come out yet.
Right.
But I was talking a huge game, and I'm like, you know what? Go as fast as you can. You know, let's pull 9 G's, you know?
And they
don't wear G suits. And they taught me the Hick maneuver, right? And I'm so cocky going into this plane. And right first thing we did, we pulled 7.2 G's. He went straight up into the air, out like a light. And not only was I out, my whole body flew forward, and then he did some spin, so my body was just floating in the air. And I woke up and I said, I think I just broke my neck. I need an adjustment. I sent the video to the chiropractor here in Arizona. He's like, are you okay? Do you need to get in right away? And I thought I pulled every muscle in my body, and then I threw up. I threw up
times?
Right on camera. There was a GoPro right in my face. I threw up I passed out twice. No, I passed out three times. I threw up twice.
So you beat me a number of G's. I beat you a number of times puking.
Wait, so you puked more and pulled less G's.
I at 6.3, I was out.
It is so tough, Todd. Yeah. I couldn't do it again. I mean, I give those men and women so much credit. But one day we'll have to do like a tandem. I'll fly the plane and you can sit in the back.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Larry G's. David. I'm good.
The countdown continues after this.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Number three.
So what is number three on your list?
Christmas Eve, one of my favorite days. of the year. We have so many family traditions getting ready for Christmas Eve. And one of my favorites is all three kids, so me and my two brothers, sleep in my other brother's room. It originated in Utah because where my brother Tyler's room was located was in direct eye shot of the Christmas tree. So my dad would come in and read us the night before Christmas. We would all fall asleep. I would sleep on the floor. My other brother would sleep on the floor. And then my brother was in the bed. And we'd get up at like 4 a.m. every single year, just not setting alarm. Just we were so excited. And we'd go to check to make sure Santa came and took a bite out of the cookie. We would make sure that the carrots were gone because that means the reindeer ate them and they were ripe enough carrots for fueling the reindeer. And then we would go back to bed, wake up at 7 and all run out at the same time. My poor parents, they're like, our kids do not sleep ever. But it was really great because we got to spend time with my brothers. And it was the first time I learned that my oldest one snores really, really loud. Really loud.
Wow. Bless calling him out.
Yeah, you know, bless my sister-in-law's heart because she has to listen to that snoring. But it was great because sometimes we'd wake up and we would start talking and it'd be like 2 a.m. and then we couldn't fall asleep. I miss those days. I really do.
Again, you're 3 for 3 with wholesomeness. Every single one of your entries should be its own Hallmark movie. Starring you.
Well, you know, I give the credit to my parents because my parents are really great about keeping the family traditions alive.
And that's so important. And I think that's a big takeaway. You know, obviously we're all going through some stuff right now. It's so important to sort of remember that these traditions are what make our lives so important. And yeah, you may have to skip some of them because of what we're going through right now, but they'll come back better than ever on the backside.
That's right. Coming back better than ever. Because, you know, you grow up and then your brothers or your family members are across the country. And then, you know, you're like, oh man, that tradition died. But no, it didn't die because one day everyone's going to come back. We'll do it again. What's your number three, Todd?
Number three, nothing causes more angst throughout our family than Seafood Festival. Let me explain why. My cousin George and I, we want this to be the largest thing ever. In fact, in 2017, when we did it, we hadn't done it in a few years, and we called at a big banner that said, Make Seafood Festival Great Again. That's how intense we were. We had a banner, Abby Horn, but Seafood
I wasn't
Festival,
invited. Wow.
I didn't know you then.
Well,
but Seafood Festival is this thing where my cousin and I want to invite every single person we've ever met down to my parents' house. And everybody is supposed to bring a dish, but nobody brings it. It's mostly like my cousin, myself, my mom, my dad, and all my uncles providing really, really awesome seafood for everybody at the Jersey Shore. And then we have a wiffle ball game out in front of the house.
There's
a lot of drinking, a lot of fun. It is the most fun, but my wife hates it. My mom hates it.
Why?
Because it's a lot of work for the lady folk, according to the lady folk. And if you would have told me when I woke up this morning, I would use the word lady folk, I would be
shocked.
I've
never heard that before.
Yeah, well.
Lady folk. I'm going to start using
lady
that.
Lady folk.
Am I a member of the lady folk?
If you complain about all the work that goes into Seafood Festival, then yes. Can I be part of the lady folk
and play wiffle ball? Because wiffle ball is my jam.
That's the thing. Oftentimes, the lady folk don't like the wiffle ball. You get
what?
Some people. I know. You're athletic.
I don't know if I'm a lady folk.
I feel like you bring a new je ne sais quoi to the whole wiffle ball experience.
Whoa, say that one more time.
Je ne sais quoi. It's Russian.
Can I come next year?
Yeah. Yeah. If we end up having it, the next time we end up having it.
I'm going to need you to turn that if into a when because it's a tradition.
I'm going crazy. But we might not be able to do it this year for, you know, the sets.
Right.
But
next year.
Bringing it back.
I will bring a seafood dish, but just forewarning, to get to Jersey Shore, I assume I don't have a car, so I'm going to have to take the train. So if you're okay with my seafood dish riding on the train for a couple hours, I'll bring one.
The New Jersey Transit people will be happy to see it.
Number two
on your list, Abby Hornacek.
Every year, my brothers and I gift my mom a Christmas village. Do you know what the Christmas villages are? They're like these little...
David Winter cottage?
Yeah, they're kind of like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds similar. It's like a little porcelain house.
Yeah.
So every year we get her a new house, but we're so into this Christmas village. We've been getting her one for years. And I can't really guess how many she probably, I would say over 50, maybe 60, but we don't just get houses. We get things to make an entire village. So we go all out. So the day after Thanksgiving, not only do we take our Christmas card, which that's a whole nother story. We get really into our Christmas cards. We climb onto our roof and pretend like we're reindeer. But we set up this Christmas village and my mom makes us homemade hot chocolate, and it takes us about 5 to 6 hours to complete. But it's really great because with the homemade hot chocolate and my brothers, and we get creative with it because every year we add a new house. So we're like, where are we going to put this? And it's become a family tradition. What's your number two?
Number two, the reason I'm wearing the Eli jersey, and this was a substitution for Thanksgiving, because at Thanksgiving, it did big, you know, a lot of people. So it just is what it is. It's Thanksgiving. There's turkey. Everybody has the same thing. The reason I'm wearing the Giants jersey is because I thought more long and hard. My dad and I really share the whole Giants fandom. And, you know, one of the things I love doing, even though they've been horrible the last couple of years, as I get older, going to games with my dad, it's a royal hassle to get there from where I live. I work early morning, so it's always a tough turn after the game to then when I have to wake up. But putting it all together, you realize these are memories that you don't know if you're going to have too much longer. And just being able to go to the games with my dad, he gets so fired up. He's typically a mild mannered man, but you know, now at like 78, he yells at like 25 year olds that are jacked. You know, like the typical Jersey guy with the muscles. If they're wearing another team's jersey, he will turn around and give them, you know what.
That's great.
And we've been watching the games, the championship, the last couple of nights together, talking about them and going over play calling and stuff like that. So,
do you have a favorite memory at one of those games with your dad, or a favorite game?
The game that really sticks out to me the most, there are two of them. There's the 31-3 drubbing of the Chicago Bears en route to the Giants' second Super Bowl. The most fun game, there are a few. There's one, I broke my dad's rib picking him up when Victor Cruz scored a touchdown. Sorry,
what?
Big Pete. Yeah, it was a crossing pattern that Victor Cruz just took to the house, and they beat the Redskins.
You took your dad to the house.
Yeah, I took my dad to the house called the hospital. And there was the time where the Giants beat the Broncos. Giants were having a horrible year. Broncos were undefeated on their way to the Super Bowl, but they came into the Meadowlands, and it was my first TV internship year. So I remember that vividly. I was living at home for that semester, went to the game with my dad, and they won. So those two really stick out.
Your dad, is his rib okay now?
I don't know. He's still breathing.
I got to ask you so many questions about this Giants team, too. Real quick, because I have to. How do you feel about Eli, towards the end there? I mean, you got to see him from the beginning towards the end.
You know, obviously the end did not go as well as anybody wanted. But when you go back and watch the two Super Bowls that he won, which I did, you realize he really could do no wrong after those two Super Bowls. There's nothing that he could have done. I mean, he could have shot my mom. And, you know, Eli, we would love
it. He could have broken your dad's rib.
I took care of that. he really handled himself beautifully through his entire time as a Giant. Yeah, he threw some really weird passes. He made some really weird decisions. But unless you've played quarterback, far be it for me to question him. Yeah, was he Tom Brady? No. I mean, Tom Brady's a unique athlete, but he got me those two championships and those memories with Pops that I will never forget. You know, he gave me some great memories. And, you know, when I'm 70 and I look back on these times, I'm not going to remember the time he gave up four interceptions to the Vikings,
right?
You know, in a game. I'm going to remember the Super Bowls, and those are happy things.
Number
one. 5, 4, 3. Number one.
Speaking of happy things, Abby Hornacek, I am so excited for your number one. Wouldn't it be funny if she did like a 180? She's just like, family funerals. We love the funerals in that Hornacek.
Well, it really brings people together, doesn't it? Well, it's funny you say happy because it's this thing called the Joy Box. Again, it's a Christmas tradition. During the month of December, I just want to step back. These were probably all my mom's ideas. My mom is just a saint. She is a wonderful woman. So it's called the Joy Box. And during the month of December, we take if something happens to us that brings us joy, whether it's a person or a situation, we write it down on a little piece of paper and we put it in this box called the Joy Box. Then on Christmas Eve, we open the box and sit in a circle and each pull out a piece of paper and start reading all of the things. And it's really great because for us, you know, Christmas, you think about presents and gifts and giving gifts, receiving gifts, but it's a good way to maintain gratitude during a holiday season that's about much more than gifts. So I think that was something that I'm really appreciative to my mom for doing, and we still do it today. And it's really great. It brings me a lot of joy, and it brings everyone else, hopefully, a lot of joy.
That is awesome. That
like
is
a Giants beautiful. Game. You know, I would write down all of your Giants games with your dad in there.
The Giants games don't bring me joy. Back that train up. They are a horrible football team right now. And even when they're good, they cause you a lot of stress. This isn't like a fun experience. It's a memorable experience.
But one day they will bring you joy because maybe like 15, 20 years. Well, what is your number one?
Number one is sort of all of yours rolled up into one. Christmas and Christmas Eve traditions. I'm a huge Christmas guy, much like you're a huge Christmas gal. And
I prefer the term lady folk.
Lady folk. Well, nice callback there, Harnessek. Good for you. Harnessek's going to be appearing at the Comedy Store once it's done. Christmas Eve, Christmas. And I sort of go through the years because obviously it has evolved over the course of time. I'm a little bit older than you, Abby. I'm 104 years old, so I knew the original Santa. I think back to the first Christmases I remember going over to my both grandparents' houses on Christmas Eve. We do one grandparent, then we do another grandparent, and the second grandparent's where we'd have all the Italian seven fishes and do all that. And then we'd go home and curl into bed because Santa would arrive the next morning, and then Santa would arrive. We'd open up the gifts and everything would be fun. And then everybody would come to our house for the main Christmas Day celebration. There have been various permutations of that. We went to my uncle's house then because my grandparents passed and all that other stuff. And now it's a completely different tradition. And it all is based around the little niece. And we now go to my wife's family on Christmas Day. Still try to do Christmas Eve with my family. But again, it's all subject to the little imp. And of course, as families grow, this is going to change. And you don't have necessarily the same interaction with all your cousins that you once did because, you know, everybody but one cousin is married and he's in a serious long-term relationship too. And we've got a lot of kids sort of, you know, crawling all over the place.
Is this niece your only niece?
My only niece, yes. We'll be expecting a new niece at some point soon on my wife's side of the family. That's now public.
It's confirmed.
Yes, a lot of girls.
Like, we hope. That's right. Great. That's great.
I'd be telling my brother-in-law some new information if he listened to the podcast that he's going to be a dad.
Well,
I'm at that stage. Thank you. I'm at that stage of life where, you know, the families are going to grow and there's going to be new traditions. But the thing I think is so important that you mentioned is your mom really instilling these things in your family and carrying them through. And I think that's so important for my wife and I to do going forward, especially as relatives get older, make sure that we instill our own traditions while carrying through our new traditions while carrying through the old traditions and really making sure that our kids and our nieces and our nephews all get that fun experience that we all had growing up going forward.
Yeah, and those are the things that you'll remember for your entire life, whether they stop right. And then start again, whether they stop in general because it's too difficult. They're things that bring you a lot of happiness as you get older, and then you can pass on to your own kids
100%
one day, or your nieces.
That said, I do want to spend one Christmas with the Harnessek.
You are welcome anytime, Todd, and I would love to spend every single fish...
Seafood festival?
Seafood festival with
not
you guys. I feel this connection through Zoom. I'm really excited for this.
Fox Nation goes to the seafood festival.
Exactly. Can I report on the seafood festival?
Do it. Done.
Wow.
Go live.
This is going to make my career. I am so excited. Unfortunately, I think we have to end. So now it's my turn to read the script. So hopefully I do as well as you did.
Anchor away, Harnessek.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or at foxnewspodcast.com. Let us know your top five. Todd would love to hear it. I would love to hear it. So please tweet at Todd. He loves those tweets. You've been listening to Fox Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network. Thanks so much for joining. And we'll see you next time, I guess, or listen to you. They'll listen to us next time. How do we end this thing, Todd?
We end by saying, go America.
Go America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.